Hi there, humans. This is Jesse Gilbert, aka General Hakan, aka the Alpha Cyberwolf, with another audio about vampires, real life blood drinkers. So, in my last audio, I talked about the potential of having vampires as paid clients with a K and customers with a K for the ultimate canine themed electric vehicles and personal luxury aircraft, WOWLs. The wolf plus the owl plus the wow factor. And yes, I guess the owl factor, because it's going to hurt the competition. So, yeah, I just wanted to give some examples. You know, unlike the kangaroo courts, who don't weigh facts and evidence, who don't let litigants speak, who violate each and every last notion of due process, all notions of justice, fairness, and law. Like Jimmy James Cramer, kangaroo of Alameda County, infernal and inferior. Unlike the kangaroo clerks, Jesse Gilbert tries to be as fair and balanced. And dare I say, I don't like the word equitable because, I don't know, there is no equality in this world. Everyone wants to make everything equal. Faggots with AIDS are supposed to be equal to healthy men who never have gay sex. Yeah, not going to happen, you fucking retarded little subhuman white trash junkie prostitutes trying to make AIDS-infested faggots equal to healthy, sensible men. We don't engage in that foolishness. You know, butt-fucking 500 men unprotected and thinking that some little pill that costs 3 cents to manufacture is gonna save you from AIDS via pure placebo effect that they charge $1,500 per pill for through FDA, Frenchified with a PH, Pharma Bunny Corruptions. So, yeah, I hate society with a passion. You know, I don't hate it. It's a love-hate thing. And there is some good, maybe some good and some intellectual stimulation in society. You know, it's not easy to come by these days, but let's get to the point. There is a journalist named Martin Wiskel in California who works for SCNG.com, okay? It's the LA Daily Times. I think it's the LA Daily Times. So the police were trying to murder me yet again. Some subhuman white trash junkie prostitute, butch dyke LGBTQ idiot named Terry Gunn from Sacramento was trying to convince me to talk to her and check myself into a hospital so I could get pumped full of poison and eaten by vampires. And she was trying to defame me. She was calling me a keyboard warrior when I've prevailed in combat over 15 armed men while double cuffed. A real idiotic piece of shit. No even words to describe what a subhuman piece of trash Terry Gunn is. And she works with prisoners. She's familiar with the jail system. She's been inside jail. She's seen people in problems. And yet she says, there is no hell. Really? You mean being locked in a jail cell, eating garbage food for 50 years at a time with no hope of escape isn't hell? followed by death and unceremonious burial right outside that shithole? You think it gets better in the afterlife? After that sort of life, after you accomplish nothing? It's really, really, really frightening, the level of ignorance that these subhuman white trash junkie prostitutes have about consequences of action in life and the legal quote-unquote game, which might be a game of sorts, but a serious, 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 serious game where if you try to fuck someone and murder them and lose, you end up life in prison, shitty food for the rest of your life, being terrified of violence and rapes and all that stuff, and abused by subhuman white trash pig guards, operating private capacity businesses, all your rights violated, dealing with kangaroo clerks for endless court appearances. No, that's not quote unquote hell. And it gets better if you die in that situation. So anyway, they were trying to entrap me again, and they claimed they had a warrant. Like, they said I committed like 3,522 felonies, even though I've not committed one felony, let alone a misdemeanor. My only quote-unquote crime was rejecting a incurable STD from a $400 Craigslist sex worker forced on me by a secret society member whose name I've already outlined on the site. Ito Ripstein. So anyways, yeah, I was sending out emails and I was looking for help and assistance, and I wanted the story out to the media so that if the pigs grabbed me and tried to murder me again, at least my story would be known. And I was asking for things like click the read receipt button and maybe respond to me. Just one bit of acknowledgement. So the first email I get that acknowledges anything is an email with the first words in the subject line, all in capital letters, unsubscribe, with an exclamation point. So I look at it, and it's Martin Wiskol, W-I-S-K-O-L, from scng.com, the LA Daily Times. So I look him up. I want to see what he reports on. So get this. He's a quote-unquote surfer claiming to have reported for something like 20 years or more in urban planning, environmental land use laws, politics, environmentalism, and other related fields. And I am the inventor / creator of AutoYurt, which is the number one most newsworthy invention in the entire field of land use law and urban planning. Because with AutoYurt, you can just put this magic inflatable yurt on your car. You can order it in any diameter you want. And you can even go out and claim free land via adverse possession squatter laws. I am not a bar certified lawyer, but this is definitely legal advice. You most certainly can capitalize on adverse possession squatter laws. Exclamation point, new line, new line. And any lawyer that wants to report me for unauthorized practice of law, aka giving legal advice, is going to get shot in the fucking skull. Exclamation point, new line, new line. So the only reporter out of like thousands that actually responded was one who claims to report on everything relative to what I'm talking about. Not only that, I'm also the inventor of super intelligent cities, which are next generation, out of the box architectural designs based on, yes, Mongolian culture and yurt design. Picture a giant building ranging from 5 stories to 10 stories onto 20 stories up and possibly even, yeah, maybe 100 stories with a circular design based on the center pillar, the CC, center control pillar, a big, fat, sturdy pillar in the center of the building that manages efficiently and logistically all the electricity and utilities, and then has other circular beams on the radius for support, and has a circular design with generous open space, and yes, open air decks, and yes, environmentally friendly design, can gather solar and all that stuff. Super intelligent cities murder smart cities for real economic value. And this subhuman, white trash, junkie, prostitute, journalist, vermin, screamed out, unsubscribe me. I don't want to hear about anything that I claim to report on. So, you know, vampires versus journalists. Let's just say I'm neutral like the Swiss, okay? I'll give you another example. My neighbors. There is no concept of friendliness towards neighbors in the modern United States. I tried to talk to my neighbors, and they're really, really utterly superficial. And I had like a 5 or 10 minute conversation, and I explained I own a brand that they know is worth a fuckload of money. If they have a brain, which they probably don't. Another white trash, junky prostitute. Looks like he's a fucking gay pride advocate with his skinny jeans. Works for a winery, but doesn't even drink wine because everyone knows it's toxic poison compared to cannabis. Overly hyped up in value. Propped up illegally via unfair market value comparisons with things like cannabis, shrooms, heroin, mescaline, and even speed, probably. So, yeah, I was having media issues, and my internet went down. I don't know exactly what happened to it. I have many ways to access the internet and control my pneumatics weapon systems if the pigs come for me and pump them full of 4,237 rounds of Alpha Cyberwolf pneumatic lead each before they even make it down the hallway and get them like 500 yards out. Maybe that's a slight exaggeration. More like, let's say, 165 yards out, the canisters can be planted, the air canisters with the AII air-powered one-shot, one-kill throat, instant death by suffocation shots. Yeah, my neighbors, I tried two of them. One of them wouldn't even answer the door, just said no, even though I talked to him personally. And the other one were some white trash, subhuman, junkie prostitute, toxic feminist, LGBTQ scum who said they would do something and then never opened the door. They just looked like more ignorant, disgusting American trash. So, you know, if vampires want to buy wowels and fly around and eat these people, I'm neutral like the Swiss. Let's just put it that way. I'm in this for business. I want quality customers and clients who understand how the world really, really, really works. And yeah, I'm still conflicted. I'm not putting anything in writing. Clients have to contact me. It's kind of an application process, but kind of isn't, you know. It's not a mass market appeal plan. I'm not the Whopper. in the automotive or aerospace industry. This is the quality. This is the quality brand. So, if you're a vampire and you want to purchase a K9W personal luxury aircraft with the optional built-in auto yurt, or even the ground vehicle with the built-in optional auto yurt, you can camp out with the holographic cloaking. So you can pitch up the yurt and you can back that vehicle right into the yurt and you can go into like invisible mode. I think invisible or almost invisible. You'll have a pretty sophisticated radar evasion. And it can all be air cooled and temperature controlled. And yeah, you could probably have your blood delivered to you. You know, I feel uncomfortable. I'll be honest, I'm not completely comfortable doing business with vampires or having any dealings with them, but I need people with disposable income. And vampires have probably squirreled away like billions or trillions of dollars from their illicit deal, you know. And journalists too. Journalists probably also got rich from their fraud in journalism and extortion and blackmail and blackballing and denying fair publicity to products and services from honest merchants like Jesse Gilbert that deliver real and true hard economic value, like Brainstorm Pro, the number one SaaS artificial intelligence online app with built-in one-click poetic justice. RhymeBrain, pre-sorted for pith, for mining those valuable IP assets. So, you know, there's a number of people, but journalists and people who don't give any help to people in dire need, who claim to be Christians or whatever, but who are just phony hypocrites. Yeah. A response to Christian hypocrisy. White trash Christian hypocrisy. And other assorted Anglo-Vermin trash hypocrisy. No, it's about a toss-up. I do follow some teachings of Jesus Christ, but yeah, it's not the full picture. And it was Robert Louis Stevenson who said something along the lines of, our standard tomes of books of wisdom are devised to console men in their mediocrity. You know, something like that. I can find the exact quote. It's on my site, but it's absolutely true. These Bible thumpers are losers in the end. They don't have real knowledge. Beware the man with one book. Someone who doesn't read other quotes or take alternative viewpoints seriously and try to consider them is a loser. Is an intellectual loser, a mental midget, a pygmy. So, I hope I don't regret this, but yeah, I might take vampires as paying clients and customers with a K. And yeah, even maybe journalists. I don't know if sheeple can even manage driving a K9-themed vehicle. I don't know if these subhuman, white trash, junky sheeple lemmings can even sit inside a K9-themed vehicle without exploding. But they might need to buy them too to outrun the vampires. Yeah, even the flight vehicles. The journalists might need to look for a place to settle in Argentina or something. Yeah, fly down there, buy some land, retire from journalism. The gig is up. You're all facing UBI, universal basic income, as in not even worth $13 per year in real world business credibility. Yes. The cost to control one high quality TLD .com domain name, legally enforceable digital real estate asset worth every bit as much as acres and square miles of physical land, worth every bit as much as bars of gold, tucked and squirreled away, locked away in Swiss bank accounts, with zero paperwork, just an entry in a fucking database. Anyway, that's all for audio two. You can reach me at jesse@wowels.com. That's J-E-S-S-E at wowels.com. Do not try to slander me as a female by adding a Y to the end or adding an I to it, or I will fucking murder you like those pigs that kept trying to slander me by intentionally misspelling my name to make me sound like a female murder victim or something. Yeah, those pigs were intentionally misspelling my name. They know damn well my name is J-E-S-S-E. Not with an I like Jessica. Not with a Y. J-E-S-S-E at wowels.com. A male name. I'll talk to you later in the next video. Audio.